Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
So last weekend I had to go to Nashville because Millie Pete, my mother, had to be admitted to the hospital for an infection, and she's doing fine. She's out of the hospital. Everything's good. But one of the things that happens when you go home for anything, whether it be an emergency like this or holidays or whatever, and you have siblings and you get in this group, inevitably an argument's going to happen. But it's the stupidest arguments that cause you to have this tension in the room. So we were playing Saturday night. We had been to the hospital all day, so we were sitting there as my sister, my brother, Katie Jo, and myself. And so we were introducing my sister to the Wii. So my brother brought his Wii over to my mom's house, and that's where we were staying.
That's a funny sentence.
So, yeah. And so
the gaming console.
The gaming console, the Wii. And then Katie was playing Call of Duty. So that's her favorite game right now, and the new one just came out. And so she was showing Call of Duty to my siblings. And so Call of Duty, if you don't know what it is, it's a war game. And the one she has, she's fighting in World War II, and she's fighting the Germans and the Japanese both.
And okay? She really gets into it, right?
And really gets into it. So
she puts like a little helmet on with the bush on top.
Should we tell her Happy Veterans Day?
Should we, you want us to call her later?
Yeah, and just
thank her for her service?
Yes. Thank you for your dedication to our country,
so
honey.
So, appreciate you liberating France.
Yes. So we're sitting there, and she's playing the game, and all of a sudden, we were talking about how Call of Duty is, you know, based on actual battles in World War II, and then World War II came up, and then Pearl Harbor came up, and my family honestly got into an argument, I'm serious, about whether or not FDR knew about Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened, on whether or not FDR let it happen so that we could get into World War II and have a good excuse for it because he was feeling pressure to get into World War II.
So let me ask you this.
Not.
So when you're all around and the subject comes up for the very first time,
yes.
What is the line that is said where you realize, okay, there's about to be some tension here?
Well, I think just the fact that when it's, do you think President Roosevelt knew that Pearl Harbor's about to happen? And I thought, well, that's an odd question. And then when everybody answered the question and we weren't all on the same page, then I thought, oh, no. And then it was a 20-minute conversation.
Was it one person arguing on one side and three on the other?
Two and two. It was two and two.
Okay. It's a standoff.
And then it became because the people who had the conspiracy theories, you know, were giving their reason why. And the people that thought, and I can't believe I'm explaining this argument. And then the people who believe that there's no way that FDR in our country, there's no way that he would sacrifice lives for this. Offended. None of us were even near being alive during World War II, but somehow we got into an argument, and so the family arguments, they're over the stupidest things, and ours was over World War II.
When Jessica and I, our very first night in San Francisco, we were sitting in a restaurant, and somehow the conversation came up about what we would do if we win the lottery, but not enough money to make us like filthy rich, just disappear, go by a Caribbean island, never see us again.
Right.
But enough money that we could do some like really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we both agreed upon that we would like to do would be to have a chauffeured car service like at our beck and call.
Mm-hmm.
So we would not a limo, but like so we could when we're going to the airport, if we're driving to the mall, whatever, we could do other things
in transit. Not,
we both agreed upon that. But then the conversation evolved into, what do you tell people? Because there's a certain aloofness that comes with having a chauffeur, like, oh, that's my driver. Like, oh, you got a driver, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you explain that? Like, do you explain that you won the lottery? Do you explain that you, you know, lost your driver's license in a, you know, horrible DUI incident several years ago? Like, what's the thing? We got into an argument, a legitimate argument, to the point where we both at one time said, I'm not even doing this anymore. And then somebody said something that sucked the other one back in. on what the explanation is for our fantasy yes. show.
Well, at some point, it doesn't become about the thing that you're arguing about, but it becomes about the years of history
yes.
of things that you've had disagreements about, and mm-hmm. there's got to be a winner, and there's got to be a loser.
Right. And then it becomes so, I mean, and then it got to the point where my brother and sister, like, because they're closer in age, so they spent more time growing up together, that became the more tense part of our argument, because my sister made the comment, which never is good in an argument, don't be so emotional about it. I mean, we're just debating.
Oh, oh no.
That's
one of
those. That's
one of the triggers.
Right. My brother got red in the face. Oh.
Why are you being so emotional? Why are you overreacting?
Yeah. What's the big deal? I mean, we're just debating.
That's a perfect line, though, if you're in an argument, because there's no response. I'm not getting emotional.
Yeah, and then you get emotion, and then it's really all about being like back in the eighth grade and yes. not getting your way back then.
I know, and she's like, it's not bothering me a bit, but she was yelling 30 seconds before that, but then she's going to take control of the situation. But I wasn't yelling before that. I don't know why y'all
get
so upset.
What a manipulator your sister is.
She's the oldest.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.